Am I being understood? Okay. Ajamukha, the 10th house. Who has a... Who has the head of a goat? Saturn? Capricorn? Can you describe Capricorn? How would you describe a Capricorn? A goat head with a human body or something like that? Or Ajayakapada. Ajayakapada is highest, the Shiva. Yes. This is the 10,000 trines. How should I do a work? What should I be working on? What should I do to make my work successful? Anything and everything related to the 10th house and its trines. Will this work give me more money? Will this work involve so much labor that I can't take it? 6th house and 10th house, the labor associated with the work. Every work, before we take it up, we weigh two things. Number one, 2nd house, how much money do I save out of it? 2, how much work do I have to put into it? 6th house. There are the trines to the 10th house. Every human being does it. So don't think that you are the only one. No problems. We all have this minus point in us. Or plus point rather. So 10th house and its trines. Then comes the 1st house and its trines. The Markata monkey head. I want to be the king of India. I want to rule India. Who will tell me how I can go about doing it? Markata. The 1st house, the ascendant, the king. And how can I rule it nicely? The 9th house. It is this Markata Rupa, Hanuman, in his highest form. He teaches you how to go about doing it. The fighting spirit. There can be no fighter like him. You see, the more you think about these, the more you will know. So worshipping Hanuman is good for everybody. You will have a healthy body. How should I have a healthy body? Like Hanuman, do exercise. Eat good fruits. He eats all the fruits. You eat fruits. Good for your body. Of course, more details Brendan can tell you. He is more into which fruit has what, vata, and all those details. He can tell you that. But in, I hope now you understand Ketu and its. Yeah. All of you understand Ketu and. Go on. Yeah. Yeah. That is actually the enemy's name, fame, reputation, 10th house. We become very brave when we destroy his 10th house. That is the definition of bravery in the material world. See, that is your house, that is your business, that is your name, fame, reputation. If I destroy you, I am strong. That is for normal people. For a saint, no. Benefics in the 3rd house. I win over you. There is a difference attitude. A warrior will attack. A saint will never attack. The example is that of the scorpion, you know. There was a flood. And the saint picked up a scorpion. The scorpion bit him. So his hand shook. And the scorpion fell down. Again he picked it up. Again he bit him. Again fell. So his Shishya was standing there and said, Maharaj, aren't you mad? What are you doing? The scorpion keeps on biting you. You keep on picking it up. He said, that is his dharma. He's a scorpion. He'll bite. But that doesn't mean that I'll become a scorpion. If I claim to be a sadhu, I should try to save him. That is the 3rd house malefic and 3rd house benefic. For a scorpion or scorpio rising, the 3rd house is what? Capricorn. Poison. Terrible. So what does the scorpion do? He bites you. Pisces, the house of saints. The 3rd house from that is Taurus, the house of saving food. So saint always gives you food, always saves you. I hope you understand the differences. Okay. Now, the concept. Yeah. Is it better or worse?
Better.
Thank you. That's what matters ultimately. Whether there is some amount of diva. Whether there is some amount of diva. You see, for example, till now probably you all would know this. But none of you would know exactly what does it mean. And you would be carried away by things. Don't get carried away. Rationally think. Is it good? And if it's good, in what way is it good? So when should you visit a doctor? Take your 1st house. Visit a doctor on the day ruled by the 1st house. That's the best day to visit a doctor. That way you know what to do when. Okay? We come back to the devas, or the givers of light, enlightenment, knowledge. As jyotishas, you cannot be a jyotisha without jyoti. So where is the jyoti coming from? We should know. Where is the light coming from? We say we are astrologers. Astro is fine, the sky. Logic, where is that logic light for logic coming from? It should not be such a dim light that I can't see anything. So we should know from where the light is coming from. And there are 33. You can see this figure 33. I have given you the exact shloka which says that. There are only 33 original sources of light or enlightenment. Knowledge in every form can come only from 33 sources. Do not get confused by crores and millions. They can expand. Like one atom in my body which expanded into this entire being. Like that one atom of Deva will expand into a whole being. It is that one atom that matters, that one light. And Deva, I'll need the other one first. First is the eight sources of original light. Ashta means eight. Vasava means Vasu. From Vasu, Vasava has come. Original light. Tell me, does the sun have original light? Yeah? As far as we are concerned, does the moon have original light? No? Why? But in any case, it is not my light. So the moon has the ability to take the light from the sun, twist it and turn it and churn it, and give something to you. Right? So moon is also a giver of light. That light has been coming from the moon much before your birth, and it will keep coming even after your death. So that light has always been there.